Connecting IoT sensors to the internet is not always fun, especially when they're not connected to the internet. Think about Bluetooth. Think about other types of protocol like Modbus, Serial. All these sensors need to be connected. The IoT plug-and-play bridge is a new open source project that will allow you to very easily connect these devices. And Eugen from the IoT plug-and-play bridge team is bringing a Bluetooth sensor with him and will show us how very easily with the IoT plug-and-play bridge, he is able to connect that to Azure IoT and make it an IoT plug-and-play device. That's today on the IoT Show. Hi everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have Eugen, who's here to tell us everything you need to know about the IoT plug-and-play bridge. Hi Eugen, thanks for joining the show today. How are you?
Hi Olivier, thanks for having me.
Eugen, before we jump into the topic, what is it that you are doing at Microsoft? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure, I'm a program manager on the sensors and connectivity team in Azure. And I've been at Microsoft for about a year, and I'm working on the IoT plug-and-play bridge.
Great. So what is that product or that technology, that piece of software that we're looking to now about? What is it trying to solve?
Yeah, so if you look at IoT plug-and-play in general, what it does is it decouples the devices and cloud solutions that IoT developers use so that you can interchange both of them. And some part of the value out of the IoT plug-and-play bridge is it takes that one step further. So instead of having to update a device to run a Azure device SDK or connect it directly to the internet, it enables you to connect a lot of existing sensors out there that are attached to a Windows or Linux box and pipe them up to Azure.
Eugen, before we look at the architecture of the bridge itself, can you tell me a bit about, why should device developer care about plug and play?
Yeah, so plug and play provides a lot of benefits. It makes it easier to have a standard interface between the device itself and the cloud, and so that you can actually model telemetry properties and commands and create an open interface that a lot of different devices and a lot of different cloud solutions can use. So basically, from a cloud solutions provider perspective, you can use any device that supports plug and play. And from a device builder perspective, you don't need to write code specific to a cloud solution. You can actually target any cloud solution that supports plug and play.
But that sounds pretty interesting for device developers. So before we look at it with a demo, can you tell me a bit about, how the bridge is built, what it's made of? Let's look at its guts right now.
Sure. So the IoT plug-and-play bridge serves exactly as a bridge between the OS APIs and the device SDK, and it resides on the Windows or Linux gateway. So it's an open source C application that you can build and run as an executable or a console application or as a service, or you can incorporate it into your existing applications. And so the IoT plug-and-play bridge at its heart actually has a set of PnP bridge adapters which support various protocols. So in this case, we have support for like Serial and Camera and various other sensor protocols. And the great thing about it is that you can use existing sensors that talk these protocols without having to update those sensors and the code on those sensors.
Yeah, so that sounds pretty magic, actually. You just mentioned one thing interesting, which is it's been all developed in C and C++, right?
That's correct.
So that makes it highly portable, right? And not specially meant for a specific type of devices or, it doesn't even require a full-blown OS underneath.
So the bridge leverages a lot of the capabilities of an operating system, such as device drivers and things like that. Sure. But it is very portable in the sense that we can target any SKU of Windows 10, and we can also target various distributions of Linux.
Nice. Well, I think it's time you show us how that works.
Yeah. So to get started, I'm going to be using the Bluetooth adapter for the plug-and-play bridge. And I have this off-the-shelf sensor. I haven't modified any of the code on it. It's a Ruby tag. And if you look at the data sheet, you can actually look at all the different sensors and data it sends. So it actually measures humidity, temperature, and an accelerometer with three axes. And it describes all the different properties on that data sheet with the different addresses and offsets. And so you can actually take this data sheet and map it to a plug and play bridge configuration. So the plug and play bridge requires a few different configurations to actually, one, provide it the connection details, and two, to map the hardware parameters on the dumb sensor to IT plug and play interfaces. And the reason why we do this is because we haven't updated any of the code. It's really just updating this configuration JSON and then running the bridge binary. So I'll walk you through the configuration right here. There's connection parameters where you actually have support for DPS or a connection string. And so I have all my connection parameters here. I specify the device ID, and then I go down and kind of follow the path of specifying an interface. So for this particular Bluetooth device, I said this is a Bluetooth device, and I'm using the Bluetooth adapter. And then I specify the Bluetooth address, because the Bluetooth adapter actually looks at the address of the advertisement that this Ruby tag is sending. And then based on the data sheet, I have filled out all the different telemetry that it provides. So humidity is mapped to this data offset, temperature is mapped to another data offset, and I specify all the different things that have associated parameters, like if this is an unsigned integer, and what are the conversion coefficients for each of these data pieces.
So interestingly, you were showing the data sheet just before, and so what you're doing here, you're just mapping, you know, where the data you're looking for is in the various data streams that that the device will send over serial Bluetooth, right?
That's correct. So what we're doing is we're just doing a simple mapping using config to map it to plug and play interfaces. So this is a humidity to PMP interface, and I'm mapping this particular data offset to that PMP interface.
I see. And all the heavy lifting of going getting the data from the stream is done by the bridge itself based on that configuration. So it's pretty straightforward. No code here. Well, there is code, which is JSON code, which is not really code. And that's pretty interesting, because you don't touch the code of the device itself. You don't even touch the Bluetooth layers in the OS or in the drivers or whatnot. You don't even touch C code in there. You just touch that configuration file to enable a device to be connected and then to share its information with the cloud.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the kind of the big value add here is if you have a supported sensor in the bridge, you really all you have to do is modify a simple JSON configuration file, and you don't need to touch any code.
That's pretty impressive. Like that.
Before we run the bridge, I just wanted to show you my IoT Explorer. And so I have this IoT hub that's been set up, and I've configured it with DPS. Right now you don't see any devices, and I'll go ahead and start the bridge, and we'll start to see devices populate. So now I'll just go ahead and start the bridge, and I've specified the configuration path. So I'll go ahead and click start, and you'll start to see the bridge running. It started the Bluetooth adapter, and it's initiating DPS client. So we have a bridge successfully connected to the IoT hub, and now I will switch over to IoT Explorer.
There's one thing that while you're switching that we didn't detail in the configuration file itself, which is the fact that you've been setting a configuration for connecting the device or the bridge actually to DPS, right? It could have been a connection string, but it's important to really stress the fact that the bridge is ready for production in the sense that it adopts the latest security feature and best practices when it comes to authenticating and provisioning devices, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we support DPS, and with symmetric keys, you have the latest security features to provision your devices for production environments. So now I'll go ahead and refresh IoT Explorer, and I should start to see devices show up. And here we see that my Bluetooth sensor has been provisioned, and now it's connected to the IoT hub. And it actually has shown us up as an IoT plug and play device with the PMP bridge Bluetooth device. So I'll go into the sensor, and here we can kind of look at the plug and play components. And so I have this Ruby tag, and right now it should be reporting telemetry. So I'll just go to the telemetry and start modeling those events.
Nice. And once again, I mean, because the bridge actually now makes that sensor plug and play, IoT plug and play enabled, that means that you didn't have to write code again for understanding what is telemetry and what is, you know, a property in that device. You basically did that in the config file. You don't need to do that in any other way.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't need to modify any of the code that's running on this device. And basically all of that stuff is done in the config. So here's the sensor. It's right now super reporting acceleration. And so it has three different axes. And so I'll rotate this and it'll actually see the telemetry update in IoT Explorer. So now you can see that the Z-axis has changed from 9 to 3, and you can actually see the telemetry reporting live on the bridge.
I like the way you're making sure that people understand that it's actually happening in real life. You know, it's you know, real demos are hard to do when you're remote.
Yeah,
I think you're doing a good job here. I love that. Awesome. So basically, with a config file, you are able to make that sensor, which is just like a plain Bluetooth sensor connected to your desktop in that case, but could be to another box as a hub, for example. And this sensor became an IoT plug-and-play device that can be used in the backend. That's pretty much straightforward, actually.
Yeah, and the great thing is, like, you can load the bridge onto any really Windows or Linux box. Right now, I use my laptop as an IoT gateway, but you can use anything, like for example, a box running in an IoT closet. So
nice, Hugen. So you're right now using the Bluetooth adapter, which is part of the project itself, right? So it's something that your team has been developing. Can you tell me a bit about, you know, what other types of adapters are already out of the box available in the IoT plug-and-play bridge?
So yeah, our team has been working to support a variety of protocols. So right now we have a variety of different adapters that support Bluetooth, camera, Modbus, MQTT, serial, and Windows PMP. And we're actually looking to build more adapters in the future based on feedback that we get on our GitHub.
And actually, you just mentioned GitHub. So the project is open source, right? So that means that eventually anyone can contribute new adapters if you guys are not onto a specific protocol or specific area yet, then eventually our partners and developers out there can contribute as well, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the PMP bridge is open source and can be integrated by anybody. You can write your own adapters, and we actually have guidance on how you can write your own adapter for your own proprietary protocol or a protocol that you want supported. So I'll actually go into our adapter API and kind of show you how that can be done. So here's the PMP adapter underscore API header file that's on our GitHub. You can actually go and look at it. It's fully documented so that you can actually implement these different interfaces so that you can build your own plug-and-play bridge adapter to support a new protocol.
As you were saying, it's fully documented. That means that you know, developers shouldn't have any problem. But if they do, they just file an issue on GitHub and they will find you, right?
Yeah, we'll be closely monitoring the issues on GitHub, so feel free to file feature requests and bugs.
Nice. So what about next adapter? So it's always something that is kind of annoying when developers say, hey, I'm going to provide or contribute that new adapter to that open source project, and then Microsoft, the months after, just does it. So can you give us a little bit of visibility in terms of what your team is planning for the near future after that delivery, the first delivery of the PMP bridge?
Yeah, so as a fast follow, we'll probably be looking at creating REST adapters and WMI, or Windows Management Infrastructure adapters. But we're also looking to the community to see where we should invest our engineering resources.
So, Hugen, before we actually let people go, one more thing. I didn't see anything about IoT Edge, right? And we know that Microsoft has been pushing, especially the Azure IoT team, we have been pushing Azure IoT Edge as a solution for gateways. I'm just wondering, you know, what's your plans? Is it something that in the near future or in the future, you could eventually have the bridge run as a module on IoT Edge? I like the fact that you don't need to have IoT Edge right now, but I'm just wondering, what's the story there? What's the plan for the future, basically, of IoT Edge and the IoT plug-and-play bridge?
Yeah, so we're actually planning to have the bridge run as an IoT Edge module in the future. That support's coming soon, and so keep an eye out for it. But yeah, as you mentioned, the great thing is you don't need the IoT Edge runtime to run the bridge. You can run the bridge on any device that supports Windows or Linux.
Great. Again, that was a great demo. I think people, I personally am excited about the IoT plugin play bridge. So people, just developers, you're working on devices, you want to connect these IoT sensors that are not IP based and are connected to, you know, a hub through some protocols like Bluetooth or serial or others. If you want to learn more, we have that on GitHub. It's aka.ms/IoT show/IoT plug and play bridge. We'll pop that up here for you to get there. Egan, thanks a lot for coming to the show today. I hope you'll come back with even more connectors, adapters, and even more about the bridge and connecting all these IoT sensors to the internet and to Azure. Egan, thanks. Hope to see you soon on the show.
Thanks, Olivier. See you soon.
And for everyone here, do not forget to subscribe to the show if you liked it and put some comments and whatnot. Look forward to seeing you for our next IoT Show episode. Bye.